and liftoff of NOAA's GOES Ark, America's most advanced weather eye in the sky.
The launch of the GOES Ark weather satellite on Saturday clears the way for a constellation of satellites designed and built here in San Antonio to launch in the middle of next month. TPR's technology and entrepreneurship reporter Paul Flav tells us just how different this new group of satellites is.
There are many differences between the GOES Ark satellite, a high-tech but traditional weather satellite, and the Cygnus, or Cyclone Global Navigation Satellite System, which is scheduled to launch December 12th. Project manager John Scherer says from the cost, which is about a tenth of the billion-dollar GOES prize tag, to the mission, the most apparent difference is the size.
Maybe not the size of a bus, but it's probably the size of a couple cars.
And that's the size of?
That's the size of a carry-on suitcase.
Scherer runs space science for the Southwest Research Institute and thinks these kinds of smaller satellites are the future of space science, a niche he hopes SWIRI fills with this first satellite offering. The eight satellites making up Cygnus will collect hurricane wind speed data with a GPS scatterometer, a method that's never been utilized in space.
It can operate through rain, which none of the existing techniques that can measure wind from space can do. So this will be the first time that we can measure wind underneath of heavy rain, and in particular in hurricanes.
Chris Ruff is principal investigator for this mission, which will be run out of his University of Michigan lab. He says that while the technology for tracking hurricanes has steadily improved for 50 years, the intensity measurements haven't kept up. Cygnus will change that.
Those simulations clearly show that there's going to be a positive impact on our ability to forecast the intensity.
Cygnus is expected to be ready for the 2017 hurricane season. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.